This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, August 1st. God's word to you today is sincerely yours. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 18, verses 1 and 3, and it says, "After David had finished talking with Saul, he met Jonathan, the king's son. There was an immediate bond between them, for Jonathan loved David, and Jonathan made a solemn pact with David, because he loved him as he loved himself." When Jonathan met David, he saw someone that will put his life on the line for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. You can say he found in David a soulmate, much more than what that phrase soulmate has come to mean these days. Jonathan shows us through his friendship with David that genuine male friendship is possible. Many people have struggled to wrap their minds around Jonathan and David's friendship. Some scholars have argued that Jonathan and David must have been gay, homosexual, and in a sexual relationship to have connected like this. However, the Bible does not say that. If you knew God at all, you would know that cannot even be the case. God is not one to leave out details about the people in the Bible, no matter how ugly. God did not spare David when he had an affair with Bathsheba. David is the man after God's heart, but God still recorded it in history. If David was having a homosexual relationship, the Bible would have stated it, and God would deal with it, just like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. David and Jonathan's friendship happened in the Old Testament, so there was still fire and brimstone coming from heaven. Therefore, the argument that Jonathan and David's friendship was a homosexual relationship does not make theological sense. It would interest you to know that the theologians that were in that school of thought were men. The female theologians thought differently. They understood that two women can have a genuine relationship and talk heart to heart without anything unrighteous between them. Unfortunately, a lot of men do not understand that. As evidently crucial as they are, why are genuine male friendships scarce in our time? I know there are exceptions, but in my years of pastoring, I have had to interact with a lot of men. I have been privileged to know what is going on in their lives, and I cannot say many men are in genuine male friendships. I know that it may feel like we are taking jabs at men today, but it is far from that. Sometimes as men, because of the strengths that God has given us, we tend to think we can do it all by ourselves. Two are always better. Godly people that are of like minds will come alongside us and move the ball faster. None of us is as strong as all of us. That is not to say our ladies are exempt from these lessons either. We all need people. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to the gift of people that you have planted around me, and help me also to be your gift to the people I do life with. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.